Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 80th Venice International Film Festival. I'm extremely happy and honored to be with Richard Linklater, who's here to present other competition, Hitman. Welcome.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
So, I was thinking that it's not the first time you work on a script with another person, and in the past, you know, this kind of collaboration have brought to great films such as Before Trilogy or School of Rock, for example. And how essential it was in this case, the collaboration with Glenn Powell, and how did you two make it both a romantic comedy about murder and a film about the concept of identity?
Yeah, Glenn and I got to talking. We both read this article, and we just, once we realized it was really about identity, this guy who makes a living not being himself, being these other characters, and that's something all people go through. We all wonder, it's an ancient idea. Are we who we are naturally? Can we change? Or, you know, I think a lot of us feel a multiplicity of selves that we can put forth at different times, just to what degree. And we're fascinated with undercover and people who, I think we're fascinated with actors in general, people who act for a living, not themselves. It's a place to hide in a certain way. So it became a study of that, both from an academic standpoint and kind of a comedic standpoint. You know, it has multiple genres that we're expressing this through. So
In the film, especially in the end, you remark on the possibilities, as you were saying, for human beings to, you know, choosing to be whoever they want, yeah, and to change, you know, becoming, as you said, their best self. But I was wondering, can we say that about your cinema as well? Because you're recognizable and at the same time, you're always changing, asking questions with your films.
Yeah, well, I think for me, cinema is about an exploration. You know, it's about pushing yourself and trying to discover things. But it's a great medium for that. So, but as far as I don't feel like I've changed so much. I've become more experienced. But I don't think, I wonder this, how much do we change? I feel like we think we change and others don't perceive it so much. But I think it's important internally for the individual to feel like you're pushing yourself and you're changing. And I think that's important. And I wanted the film to be kind of an empowering notion that it's worth trying to change. And every artist I know who you would respect is trying to push, just that they stand back and their films or their books or their music sound a lot like their other things, mm-hmm, but internally they think they're doing something very different.
Yeah.
And it's up to us, go, oh, it's a lot like that. Because, you know, we're defined by our limitations as much as our, you know, strengths, they define us too. So I kind of go into anything thinking like, I think I'm doing something very different, but I realize it's actually closer. I'm still stuck with myself and my own impulses. So,
you know, Tornatore, Giuseppe Tornatore, our Italian director, said that he discovered through what we write and think about him that he thought he was making different films.
Yeah.
And actually, it's, yeah, he's always doing the same one, or at least
Godard says that. We're condemned to make the same film over and over. And try as you might.
But talking about your cinema, we can recognize your touch, you know, in the first encounter between Gary and Madison, you know, and their meet cute. But was it thanks to Glenn Powell that you mastered your first sex scene?
Oh,
and thank you, Glenn, for that.
Well, there you go. We did it for you. I gave them. I mean, sex scenes in movies are delicate, you know. Mm-hmm. So I let them. We worked on it, but I really wanted them to feel comfortable with it and to work on it together. And we were very safe. You know, they were both in relationships. She was married. Glenn had a girlfriend. So we were very professional, but kind of naughty and fun, too. It was the perfect blend of we could have some good fun with it and it just be part of the story, you know. They're both very professional. So,
but why did you?
But they're a hot couple.
Yeah,
you know, that was.
That's why I
make no
them.
Mistake. I was trying to make a hot couple movie, and I wish my hot couple was here in Venice.
You're right.
Yeah,
us too.
Yeah.
And One last thing. I'm also part of the lobby of cinephiles who are begging and hoping for a fourth chapter. Oh. I'll be for a trilogy. So where to quote this film, Hitman, where should we sign? What can we do?
What can we do? Where do we sign up? I don't know. We missed our 9-year window a while back. But I don't know. We're all still alive and breathing. There's hope. We take it serious. We don't want to do it just to do it. You know, we have to have a story, something to tell. So if that emerges, there might be one. But I don't feel pressure, really. A trilogy is good, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
To make, you know, I don't feel any external pressure.
But at the same time, we miss them.
But you do get asked. I do get asked about it, you know. So your question begs some kind of response. I have kind of a non-response.
Before saying goodbye, since you changed my life and our life with your films,
can a film change your life, or are you still?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay,
I think so.
Changed my life. So.
So we would like to give you our Fred Award this year. Yes.
I get a Fred Award?
So yes, you're getting a Fred Award.
I get my own Fred Award?
Yes.
Do I stand up for it?
If you want, yeah. And here I'm going to read you why.
Okay, thank you.
Through his rich and diverse body of work, Mr. Linklater has demonstrated a formidable ability to experiment with new forms of cinematic storytelling and a special sensitivity in capturing the most authentic and meaningful aspects of individuals.
Thank you. Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Is this the award?
If you want to work with us and you have your own microphone now.
I have my own microphone. I can put this on my desk and act like
it's a real microphone.
It looks so, real. Is this one that no longer works and you make it an award every year? So this is great.
And that's, you know.
Fred. This is beautiful. Oh, I'm so honored.
Thank you so much.
That's so sweet.
Grazie.
I like a surprise award. That's great.
So.
Oh, grazie.
Grazie.
From my heart.
We're honored to have you here and to give us a
Well, it's my honor to be here. So.
Thank you so much for being with us, for talking about Hitman. And good luck with our next project.
Thank you so much.
We hope to see you soon again.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Okay, and this is Chiara Nicolti for the 8th Venice International Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.